This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. I am here to talk about black magic, the dark side, how it can influence you, how it can affect you. I'm sure there are hundreds of thousands of you guys out there listening to this right now and realizing that some of the things I'm going to tell you right now, that you have been under the influence of a dark side. You have been affected by the dark side, whether it's by an attachment or an evil person that might have done some kind of black magic spell on you when it comes to black magic. When it comes to the dark side, it is not a joke. I know, you know, I believe there's a lot less skeptics out there than there used to be, because for some reason, unfortunately, and I'm saying unfortunately for a reason, because the human beings, I would say, human beings are not supposed to know or practice spirituality. The ones that are handpicked, that are spiritual, that already have their doors open, are the ones that are supposed to, but they're supposed to do the good thing, not the bad thing. And unfortunately, a lot of them take advantage of that. But then there are those who have their doors closed, their spiritual doors are closed, but they want them to be open. So they practice spirituality, they open their spiritual doors, and instead of doing something good, they take advantage, they become selfish because there are so many opportunities out there when it comes to spirituality that you can actually do something bad. But remember this one thing. If you are going to take advantage of spirituality and do black magic on somebody else or perform some kind of dark ritual for your own benefit, let me just tell you this. Those doors do not last too long for you. I'm not talking about the victims. I'm talking about the suspects that are doing the black magic. They do not last for you. Mark my words. Look in the mirror and see how much your appearance has changed since you've been dabbling with black magic. Look in the mirror and see where you are from the beginning until now since you dabbled with black magic. Look in the mirror and see how isolated you are when it comes to other people being around you. You used to be surrounded with family and friends, and now you are just isolated. You feel like you're alone. And, you know, when people feel alone and they are alone, they tend to be more desperate. So they will do one thing after another, after another, after another when it comes to dark spiritual rituals, black magic spells. It's really sad. I mean, you know, I don't want anybody to go through that. I don't want anybody to do that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, I noticed within the last, I would say, 2-3 years, a lot more people have come out and they have been practicing spirituality, which is great. Meditation is great. Grounding yourself, blocking yourself, but, you know, putting a bright light of protection around yourself, those are all great. But when it comes to being selfish and taking matters into your own hands, you're making a deal with the devil. You're making a deal with the dark side. You're making a deal with his demons, which are his minions. And you are going to end up drowning. It doesn't last too long. People think that if they perform black magic spells, if they sell their souls to the dark side, if they do things that they know they're not supposed to do, it's not just going to only affect their victims, their target of who they're going after, but in the long run, it's going to affect them as well. And it's going to affect them 10 times worse, 10 times worse, maybe even 100 times worse than their own suspects that are getting affected by their own actions, by these people's actions. So let me tell you how the dark side works, how spirituality works, and how it can impact and affect your life in a way that you never, ever expected. So I'm going to tell you guys in the view of a victim, and I'm going to tell you guys in the view of a suspect. The victim is the one that is being attacked by an individual or multiple people, or it could even be an attachment, but mainly attachments come from those who perform rituals, dark rituals, to conjure up demonic entities to go after certain individuals they want them to attack. So if you're a victim, what's going to happen to you is you can experience personal changes in your life towards negative. You're going to go downhill. Your whole life is going to turn upside down. They're going to cause havoc in your life. And this goes hand in hand with dark spirituality, dark rituals. It's going to go hand in hand with attachments and black magic spells. So if you're experiencing all that, this is just some of the symptoms that people go through. And if you do go through that, contact me, MonicaSpiritQueen.com, MonicaSpiritQueen.com, on my website. Be sure to leave your phone number and a brief explanation of why you need my help. And I will contact you directly and we'll go from there. So when you are experiencing black magic spells, here are some of the signs, just some of them that you're going to look forward to. You're going to have a change of heart. You're this upgoing, loving person with a high spirit. And all of a sudden, you're just going to go downhill. You're going to go dark. And what I mean by going dark is nothing will inspire you anymore. Nothing will make you happy. I mean, you can only fake happiness for so long, right? Until you lose your mind and you're just like, oh my God, enough is enough. I got to get the help I need and I'm going to take my own life back into my own hands. So you're going to lose control. You're going to lose your sanity. And it's not good to lose your sanity. It does happen, but then it could be fixed once the black magic spells are broken, once the entities are gone, then you can go back to living your normal life. But until then, you're going to suffer. When it comes to financial purposes and personal financial problems, you're going to either lose your job. You're not going to be able to find a job. Your interviews are not going to go through. There's a lot of things when it comes to financial stuff that's going to be stopped. Meaning the dark side is going to put the brakes on your financial status and you're going to get stuck. Speaking of stuck, another way you will know is when you feel like both of your feet are pinned to the ground, nailed to the ground, and you cannot move forward in your life. That means somebody has done some kind of black magic spell on you to pin your feet to the ground where you cannot move forward. Another sign to look forward to when it comes to black magic rituals, black magic spells, demonic entity attachments. Unfortunately, you're going to start losing your appearance. And this is something that has become major in a lot of people's lives. A lot of people contact me because of this. Not just because of this, but mainly they notice that their appearance is changing on top of everything else that's been going on, the financial stuff, relationship, you know, all that stuff. But their personal appearance is changing. That means some kind of an asshole has put some kind of a black magic spell on you, which I do get to the bottom of it. I find out exactly what kind of spell they've been put on you. So I could go back and take the next step and break it. But in the meantime, you're going to experience hair loss. Your teeth are going to fall out. You're going to look in the mirror and not see the same person looking back at you that you used to be before the black magic happened. You're going to lose a lot of energy. You're going to look a lot older than you actually are. You know, your skin could go pale. It could change colors. You can start breaking out of nowhere, like your skin, your facial. Your face is going to change. Your body is going to change. Everything about you physically is going to change. And it starts off slow for a limited time. And then it really kicks in. And then out of nowhere, one day you're going to wake up, look in the mirror and say, who the fuck is this looking back at me? Because you're not going to recognize yourself. All due to this lovely black magic. And it's not cool. I am against it. And the reason why I'm against it is because, you know, number one, karma is a bitch. So all those dark people out there that are evil, that want to hurt others, you're going to get your karma back. 10 times fold, 100 times more. Your karma is going to bite you in the ass, number one. And number two, you can only make a deal with the dark side for so long until it bites you in the ass, until your demons, technically they're not your demons, so don't get too happy with it. And I'm talking, this is the side of the suspects I'm speaking to or about. If you're performing some kind of black magic ritual, dark spell on somebody to ruin them and ruin their lives, your karma, not just karma, but the demonic entities you made a deal with in order to do all that stuff, guess what? It's all going to come back to you. Because it only lasts for a small window period of time. Sure, your victims will suffer tremendously with what you did, but you're going to end up suffering a lot more. Mark my words, and it doesn't have to be physical. It could be, and this goes for both sides, the victim and the suspect. Listen really loudly and really clearly to what I'm saying. When you dabble with the spiritual side, and I've said this so many times on my YouTube channel, Monica Spirit Queen, go ahead and subscribe, check out all my videos, like my videos, comment, share, and that helps everyone else that might be in the same condition or same situation as you. When it comes to the dark side and spirituality, anytime you dabble with spirituality, no matter what the case is, there's always an ultimate price that you will pay. An ultimate price you will pay. First, it will start off small, simple things. But then when it kicks into high gear and your life starts to spiral out of control, then that's when you decide, okay, I'm going to put the brakes on this. It doesn't work that way. For example, the suspects who started all this on somebody, once you hit the brakes, that means it is, you know, you're given a sign and a signal to the dark side that you no longer want to work with them. But if you do not pay the price, they're going to come after you for a bigger price. So while you're working with them, if you cannot keep up with their demands of what they want from you in exchange to help you do this dark stuff on others, then you are going to pay the price a lot more. When it comes to the victims, you're going to pay the price a lot more as well. And this is how. A lot of people that suspect black magic has been done on them and they have an attachment, they start praying. Sometimes prayers work. Don't get me wrong, it does. But a lot of times it doesn't. Just like when you try to sage to cleanse yourself, it doesn't work. And you know what happens? I get those emails, text messages, phone calls and instant personal private messages on social media from people that tell me I've tried everything to get rid of this dark negative crap that's been on me for so long, and it just gets worse. Guess what it does? You know why it gets worse? Because you antagonize it. You cannot get rid of a demonic attachment through sage. You could try 30 different incenses, 30 different rituals, unless you actually physically take that demonic entity out of the equation, out of your life, physically take them out. It's all you're doing is just antagonizing them by trying to cleanse yourself. Especially prayers. You guys have no idea how many people contact me telling me, Monica, we prayed so much. We prayed so hard. We believe that prayers work. Sure, it does sometimes. But what happens when it doesn't work? And it makes things worse. What does it mean? It means that all you're doing is antagonizing the demonic attachments. So when it goes back to black magic spells, the dark side, what does it do for you? For both sides, those who dabble with it and those who are, that are the victims of black magic. Both sides get affected in their own way, but very similar. Both sides will have their lives turned upside down, especially the ones that are the instigators, the ones that started. If you don't keep up with your end of the bargain, you can run. You can try to hide. You can run into the hills, up the mountains, behind a cave, inside a cave. It doesn't matter. You will not ever be able to run away from the dark side because they are connected to you. You fucked up. You connected your energy to the dark side for your own selfish, greedy bullshit reasons to hurt others, but now you're the coward that's running. The spiritual side is not a joke. You could be a skeptic all you want. I am very well known to turn skeptics into believers. I've done it so many times throughout my life. It's like drinking water for me. It's natural. It's normal. It's easy. I can easily turn a skeptic into a believer because all I have to do is just connect to their energy, do a reading on them. They look at me and they, you know, their jaws drop and they look at me and they say, what the fuck are you talking about? Where did you come from? What planet did you come from? How the fuck do you know all this stuff? And sometimes I do say personal things when I'm doing a spontaneous reading, a surprise reading on a skeptic person that doesn't believe in spirituality. That's the other thing. If you're skeptic, it doesn't mean that spirituality doesn't exist. And it doesn't mean you cannot have attachments, and it doesn't mean that somebody cannot put some kind of black magic spell on you. Unfortunately, I hate to be the person to burst your bubble when it comes to skeptics, but this is what the reality of it is. And this is how I turn skeptics into believers, because I tell them things that nobody else knows, and it's something really personal, and they look at me and they say, how the fuck did you know that? You know how the fuck I knew that? Because I'm the real deal. Because all I have to do is just connect to you, to your energy. And I could read you like a book from head to toe, inside and out, from birth till now, everything. And I do that. I've done that so many times. And I do live readings too. And they have been posted on my channel on YouTube, MonicaSpiritQueen.com. I'm sorry, Monica Spirit Queen. Everything is Monica Spirit Queen. Let me just put it that way. All my social media is Monica Spirit Queen, including my YouTube channel. So go check it out. Check out my videos. You're going to see my live readings I do. You're going to see my work I do. You're going to see my tutorials when it comes to spirituality. I've been doing this for so long, for so many years, and I've been a very spiritual person from day one at birth until now, and I have enhanced my gifts / curse. It's not always a gift. Sometimes it is a curse because, you know, I have to deal with the dark side. But again, I'm a pro and an expert at it. I am 100% experienced at it because, again, I've been dealing with this kind of shit all my life. You just have to know how to block yourself. You have to know how to protect yourself. A lot of people don't know. That's why they come to me, which is not a big deal at all. I would appreciate it and love you guys more if you come to me for help than trying to fix things yourself and you have no idea what you're doing. And instead of helping yourself, you're just digging yourself a deeper hole and you're making it worse for you. And that's what happens in a lot of cases. So again, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to the dark side, you guys have no idea what the dark side is capable of doing. Verbal curses, hexes, witchcraft, voodoo, curses, physical curses where you have to do rituals. Oh God, there are so many thousands of spells out there. And you guys just need to be aware of it. If you feel like there's a change in your life that went from everything being good to it going downhill, especially when you suspect a specific person or specific people that might be behind it, contact me. I would be happy to look into it, and I will tell you, yes, this person has something to do with it, or no, this person doesn't. Either way, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Plus, I do my little digging and investigating myself during the reading, and I will tell you and pinpoint exactly who is behind it, as well as attachments. If you do have any attachments, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel eyes on you. You're going to feel somebody watching you sleep. You're going to feel somebody touching you. You're going to feel sleep or experience sleep paralysis, which is when you fall asleep or you're about to fall asleep or you're about to wake up and you cannot move. Sometimes people can hear these entities. Sometimes you could feel them, so sometimes you can see them. These entities come on top of you. They pin you down where you cannot move, you can't scream, you can't talk, you can't do anything, and they just take advantage of you. Sometimes I've seen cases where they choke people out. I've seen cases where they take advantage of them sexually. I've seen cases where, unfortunately, the person takes their last breath because the demonic entity that's attacking during the sleep paralysis decides to just completely take their soul and drag it down to hell. That is the reality when it comes to the dark side. If you feel like somebody's watching you in the shower, if you feel like if you have children and your kids are acting different, your kids are acting weird, their personality changes, they're not who they really are, they start becoming distant and isolating themselves from the world, including their own family members and parents. When kids start experiencing and acting emotional a lot more than they normally are, when they start acting afraid, even of the tiny little things, including noises or bangs or physical touch, meaning like hug and a kiss from a parent, getting loves from them. I mean, they, you know, and I've seen cases where kids completely stop interacting with everybody and they just isolate themselves in their room, whether they're listening to music, coloring, drawing, writing, whatever the case is, they just isolate themselves with everybody else, from everyone else. So, you know, when it comes to the spiritual side, it is very serious. And I don't take it lightly because I'm physically involved with the spiritual side. Obviously, I always have one foot in our physical realm and one foot in the spiritual realm. with the type of work I do and the type of cases I deal with, every case is different. Some cases are similar, not identically the same, but there are a lot of cases that are similar when it comes to kids, when it comes to the elderly, when it comes to single parents or single person or a married couple, or it doesn't matter. They don't pick and choose. The dark side doesn't pick and choose who you are. They will come after you as an individual. They will target you as an individual. They will change your appearance. They will change your life. They will cause so much havoc and pain in your life. It's not even funny, especially financial. Financial money is a big deal to people, especially nowadays. And the dark side, because of what's going on around the world right now, the dark side unfortunately has the upper hand for now. Just remember, the good will always win if you do the right thing and you take the right steps to fix it. But at the moment, the dark side does have the upper hand because look at the stuff that's going on. Look at how many people are suffering without jobs, without income, without money, without, it's separating families. There are those who are being victims of the dark side, those who have suicidal thoughts. If you have suicidal thoughts, that's another thing. I suggest you to seek, professional help, a therapist, a counselor, somebody that could professionally help you. And if they're not able to help you, then you can contact me because it's most likely a spiritual attack. So once I get rid of that spiritual attack and put an end to it, then you will put an end to your suicidal thoughts. That is very serious. But again, if you do feel suicidal, please seek professional help first before you come to me. Of course, a lot of times it does have to do with spirituality, the dark side, attachments, and black magic spells. But for legal purposes and for the sake of yourself, go ahead and seek a professional help. And it doesn't mean you can't come to me while you're seeking professional help. Just I just want you guys to get that help where you could sit down with somebody, talk to them, and most likely they can talk you out of it. And but again, it comes with attachments. A lot of times when you have an attachment, now I'm not just talking about suicidal, I'm talking about the financial, I'm talking about relationships and love life, personal life. I'm talking about your health, your physical appearance, your family, your kids, your money and job and things like that, your financial status. A lot of times what happens when you have a spiritual attack is you're going to start losing not just your sanity, but you're going to start losing the important things in your life. And once that happens, like I said, contact me. I will start off with the reading, get to the bottom of what's going on, and then we'll take the next step and fix it. Now, let me make myself clear. My prices are on my website because nobody works for free. And I'm going to tell you one thing before I go. You guys have to realize that I do put my own life at risk every time I do this because I have to dabble with spirituality and I have to dabble with the dark side. So, you think your life is bad? You think your life is at risk? Imagine when I jump in to take on your case and help you. I am going to jump in and help you get rid of the darkness, the dark side, the black magic spells, the attachments, the spiritual attacks. I do all that stuff. So obviously, I'm not going to do it for free because it has to be worth something to me as well. I have a family of my own, so I have to protect myself as well. So please understand that. Don't try to take advantage of my kindness for weakness or confuse it with it, because when my claws come out and I yell at you and put you in your place, then you're gonna be like, oh shit, Monica is serious. Because I'm not like the fake ones. I don't do tarot card readings because they're all fake. Again, go to Monica Spirit Queen on my channel. You could see and watch a video where I exposed a fake tarot card reader, so you could see that part and see how fake they are. There's also a magic crystal globe that does not exist. So if you see, you know, these witchcraft movies or shows or whatever on TV, where they use this globe to look into shit, no, it does not exist. I promise you. Just like the tarot cards. Why would you put your trust and your faith in your life into the hands of cardboard paper, cardboard material stuff? If you guys know anything about spirituality and the good side, you know you cannot worship anything that is materialistic. You cannot depend or trust anything that is materialistic. Just like a magic eight globe or eight ball or whatever you guys call it. Magic eight ball. How many times do you have to shake that damn thing asking the same question, and you guys are going to come up with 30 different answers with the same question? That's exactly what I'm saying. You cannot trust materialistic stuff. Like I said, the reason why I'm telling you guys I'm the real deal is because I connect to your energy. I could be sitting there smoking a cigarette, sipping on a glass of wine in the comfort of my own home, kicking back in my room, and I could do a reading and I could read you from head to toe. Just like I could read anybody from head to toe when I do my videos, when I just walk on the strip and randomly pick strangers and just walk up to them and do a reading, especially on skeptics when they look at me and their jaw drops and they say, "What fucking planet did you come from? How the fuck did you know this personal shit about me that nobody else knew?" Because I'm not a joke. I don't play games. So if you are serious, and I do take serious inquiries only, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to doing a reading, looking into it to see if you actually have a case or not. If you do, I'd be happy to take the next step with you to fix the problem. Go ahead and contact me at monicaspiritqueen.com. I'd be happy to help you. But again, like I said, do not trust spirituality when it comes to the dark side. If you're suspecting anything that might be on you that is dark, or anybody that you might think that has done this darkness on you, contact me. I'd be happy to look into it, work with you one-on-one, get to the bottom of it, take the next step, fix it so you could take your own life back into your own hands and you could be happy again, peacefully, without having to deal with the negative bullshit. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. I'd be happy if you guys can support me monthly on my podcast. That will help me out a lot. It'll help me, you know, to give you guys more contents, awesome contents, more interviews, more celebrities, surprise celebrities. I had to warm you guys up with Steve Dashabi from Dead Files. I thought that was a great surprise for you guys. There's also going to be a lot more amazing, amazing celebrities on my podcast. Whether it's paranormal investigators, whether, you know, other psychic mediums, you never know. You never know. It could be somebody that's off the topic from, you know, far away from the paranormal world. But you guys will be surprised. I have a lot more awesome contents that I have lined up for you guys. So please, if you can, support me. 99 cents, $4.99. Everybody could afford $5 a month or even $10 a month. That will help my podcast open. It'll help me keep going and keep giving you guys the contents that you need. If you guys have any concerns about your personal self, again, don't forget to leave your phone number, monicaspiritqueen.com. Through my website, leave your phone number. One or two brief sentences of what's going on with you and why you need my help. Please don't write me a book, because if I had the time to read a book, I'd go to the fucking library. Face it, I don't. I'm too busy for that. So one or two brief sentences of why you need my help and why you want me to call you. And, you know, if you're expecting my phone call, here's another thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I don't play phone tag. I call you guys once, maybe twice the most to stretch it out. And if I don't get an answer or response, I'm done. I move on to the next one. I have clients from around the world. I don't play games. I don't have time to play phone tag. I don't do email messages or email chats. So don't email me without a phone number and tell me I'm going to wait for your email back and then I will send you my phone number. It doesn't work that way. I'm not 12. I don't fucking play games. If you're honest, if you're real, if you're serious about getting the help, those are the type of people I'm looking for to help. Those are the type of people that I'll be happy to take the cases on. If I sense for 1 second that you think this is a joke or you're trying to test me, you're trying to fuck around, you're trying to waste my time and play games like a 5-year-old, I will ignore you and you'll be lucky if I don't call you and I don't put your butt in your place and then I will block you. Because I don't have time. I have hundreds of thousands of people from around the world that need my help, that contact me, and I will go to those and help them, you know, the ones that actually need my help. So don't try to push my buttons. Don't test my limits because my wrath is not that pretty. You know why? Because I can actually do something about it spiritually, and you're not going to like it. So I don't want to do that. I'm not a bad person. I love helping people. But then I do get those who try to be smart. They try to be funny. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to get into that shit. I don't have time. Or you're going to hear from my management team and you're really not going to be happy about it. Because my management team doesn't play games when it comes to that kind of shit. It's either my way or the fucking highway. You're coming to me for help. I'm going to be happy to help you. But you're also going to be respectful because respect goes both ways. I just want to make that clear for everybody. But overall, you guys are fucking awesome. I love you guys. I appreciate all your love and support. You have no idea. I love my big channel of supporters, my followers, my fans. You guys are awesome. Keep it up. And I'll see you guys next time. You guys stay safe. Take care.